Kenny Mayne here with news that Caesar actually prefers calling croutons baby toast. Interesting. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app now and sign up with promo code RadioEat. Bet $50 and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Louisiana. Permit pending at Horseshoe Bowser City. Not available in prohibited parishes. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wages only that have minimum amount of minus $200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts to redeem gift card will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesar.com/promo for full terms. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this week's show, we'll give you the current league leaders, standings, and the upcoming games in the association. But let's get right to the program. I'm going to give my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with Steph Curry. Steph Curry will go, no doubt, be a future Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, and he will be, well, not say he will be, he is most likely the greatest shooter of all time, the greatest shooter of this generation. Well, unfortunately, the Warriors may take a step back because, again, he suffered another injury. In the game on Wednesday against the Boston Celtics, Curry sprained his left foot. He sprained a ligament in his left foot. And he will undergo an MRI, and he will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. And this is not good at all because, remember, we're in the thick of things right now in the regular season. There's only less than 2 weeks left in the NBA regular season. And right now, Golden State, as this show is airing, they currently sit third in the Western Conference. But this is a big blow because, remember, Draymond Green returned from his injury earlier in the week. And, you know, Klay Thompson is back to being Klay, being back to being one of the Splash Brothers. But now with Steph suffering that injury, spraining that ligament in his left foot, you know, that could cause some concerns. I mean, Klay, we saw what happened on Wednesday after, you know, Steph had suffered that injury in the first half. Golden State's offense just went down. I mean, they were really looking for answers. Jordan Poole did the best that he could. Jonathan Kuminga did the best that he could. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. And then Draymond Green, his frustrations showed in the game, in the loss to Boston. He suffered a tech. He had wound up getting a technical foul. So all things went wrong since the Curry injury. Now, again, Steph will be reevaluated and will have another MRI in 2 weeks. But this is going to be tough, because the next games coming up for Golden State is going to be San Antonio, Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, Washington, Memphis, and Phoenix. Now, some of these games are winnable, and some of these games are not. The games that will be very tough for the Warriors, Miami, Atlanta, Memphis, and Phoenix, those are going to be some tough games. And San Antonio is bringing it as well, because San Antonio has an opportunity to get into the play-in tournament. So this is going to be a tough stretch for the Golden State Warriors, as Steph Curry out with the left foot injury. But again, he's going to have another MRI and will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So hopefully with Draymond Green being back and still trying to get into the groove of things, hopefully, and then they're going to need a lot of Klay Thompson. They're going to need a whole lot of Klay Thompson in this one until the other Splash Brother returns from injury. My next storyline is going to be the Phoenix Suns. How about the Phoenix Suns? Again, Chris Paul not ready to return from his injury as of yet, but it doesn't matter because as this show is airing, the Suns have won 4 games in a row, beating the Lakers, beating New Orleans, beating Houston, and beating Chicago. How about Devin Booker? Devin Booker's not just a star. He is a superstar. And then some. Devin Booker, along with DeAndre Ayton, providing the points and the paint and the rebounds as well. How about the sharpshooting of Cameron Payne and also Cameron Johnson as well? The sharpshooting of those guys have been truly phenomenal. And again, I mean, you thought Phoenix's team was great last year? They're even greater this year. And also give a lot of credit to Monty Williams. I think Monty is definitely a candidate for the NBA Head Coach of the Year. He did a tremendous job last year and even doing a better job this year. And even with the absence of Chris Paul still being out, I mean, Devin Booker, he's taken over. Devin Booker's taking over, and of course, as I mentioned, providing the points in the paint, DeAndre Ayton, and then also can't forget about Jay Crowder. Jay has been a nice addition to this team. He's a big man that can cause matchup problems with his outside shooting, so kudos to the Phoenix Suns currently on a four-game winning streak. And for my last storyline, the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte, as this show is airing, has won three games in a row, beating New Orleans, beating Oklahoma City, and beating Atlanta. LaMelo Ball has really picked up right where he's left off from last year. Ball, of course, is last year's NBA Rookie of the Year, and he's been such a clutch performer for the Hornets. Again, showing the floor general skills at such a very young age, only his second year in the league, but LaMelo has been a leader on his team alongside Terry Rozier, Miles Bridges, you know, Mason Plumlee's played nice as of late. P.J. Washington's been good as well. Montrezl Harrell has contributed on the rebounding side as well. So, man, again, as I mentioned earlier, Charlotte has currently won three games in a row, and looking at the standings in the Eastern Conference, Charlotte is in position to be in the play, to participate in the play-in tournament. So, again, this is going to be interesting because Charlotte, again, was a team that took a lot of people by surprise last year. Charlotte had a good year last year, but, man, they came out of nowhere, of course, with LaMelo Ball and his play and Miles Bridges being a solid number two as well. So kudos to the Hornets for currently being on their winning streak of three games in a row. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. Let's start off with the category of points per game. The leading scorer in the NBA is Joel Embiid. What a fantastic season he is having so far, representing the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel is averaging 30 points per game. Coming in at number two is the two-time league MVP representing the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's averaging 29.8 points per game. Coming in at number three is the King representing the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James. Coming in at number four is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And coming in at number five is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. The next category that we have is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one representing the Utah Jazz is Rudy Gobert. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is the reigning league MVP, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in at number three is Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. Coming in at number four is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. And at number five is Giannis Antetokounmpo representing the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category is assists per game. Even though he hasn't played since the early part of the year, he is still the leader in assists, Chris Paul representing the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number two is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. Coming in at number three is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. Coming in at number four is DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. And at number five is Luka Doncic. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. He's averaging over 2 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number three is Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in fourth is Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. And at number five is Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. Next category that we have is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Coming in at number three is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Coming in at number four is Mitchell Robinson from the New York Knicks. And at number five is Jakob Poeltl from the San Antonio Spurs. Next category is field goal percentage. He leads the league currently in rebounds, and now he also leads in field goal percentage. Rudy Gobert, he's shooting 71% from the field, representing the Utah Jazz. Coming in at number two is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's shooting 67% from the field. Coming in at number three is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number four is Montrezl Harrell from the Charlotte Hornets. And at number five is JaVale McGee from the Phoenix Suns. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one representing the Los Angeles Clippers is Luke Kennard. He's shooting 45% from the three-point line. Coming in at number two is Cameron Johnson from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 44%. Coming in at number three is Mike Muscala from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Coming in at number four is Grant Williams from the Boston Celtics. And at number five is Lonzo Ball from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is three-point field goals made. I talked about him earlier. He's going to be out with an injury for a minute, but he should be back stronger than ever. Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's made 285 three-point field goals so far this year. Coming in at number two is Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number three is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number four is Malik Beasley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And coming in at number five is Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Steph Curry. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks. Coming in at number three is Steph's teammate from the Warriors, Jordan Poole. Coming in at number four is Darius Garland from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. And finally, the last category is minutes per game. Coming in at number one is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 38 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is his teammate Pascal Siakam from the Raptors. Coming in at number three is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. Coming in at number four is LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers. And coming in at fifth, again, representing the Toronto Raptors, is OG Anunoby. And that takes care of the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's move along now to the standings in the association. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference. Currently, the only team that has clinched their division in the Eastern Conference, currently the number one seed is the Miami Heat. They have a record of 47 wins and 24 losses. Next category, number two currently in second place are the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 44 wins and 26 losses. The Philadelphia 76ers are in third with a record of 43 and 26. The Boston Celtics are currently fourth with a record of 43 and 28. The Chicago Bulls are fifth with a record of 41 and 29. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are sixth with a record of 40 and 30. Now, currently, Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, and Cleveland currently at the moment occupy the top six playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. If the playoffs started today, those teams would be in. Now, currently, Toronto is in seventh place with a record of 39 and 31. The Brooklyn Nets are eighth with a record of 37 and 34. The Atlanta Hawks are ninth with a record of 35 and 35. And currently in 10th are the Charlotte Hornets with a record of 35 and 35. So again, if the play-in tournament started today, Toronto, Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Charlotte will all be eligible to participate in the play-in tournament to decide who would be the 7th and 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. In the meantime, let's look at the rest of the standings in the East. The New York Knicks are currently in 11th place with a record of 30 and 40, followed by the Washington Wizards are in 12th place. The Indiana Pacers are in 13th, followed by the Detroit Pistons, are in 14th place. And then in last place are the Orlando Magic with a record of 18-53. So again, if the playoffs started today in the Eastern Conference, Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, and Cleveland would all be in, while Toronto, Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Charlotte would all participate in the play-in tournament to decide who would be the 7th and 8th playoff seeds. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. Doggy dog, as always, no surprise. Currently in the Western Conference, the Phoenix Suns are currently the number one seed at the moment. They're the only team in the West that have clinched a playoff spot so far. They have a record of 57 wins and 14 losses. The Memphis Grizzlies come in second with a record of 48 wins and 23 losses. Next team are the Golden State Warriors, coming in third with a record of 47 wins and 23 losses. The Utah Jazz are currently in fourth with a record of 44-26. The Dallas Mavericks are fifth with a record of 43-27. And the Denver Nuggets are in sixth place with a record of 42-29. So if the playoffs were to start today, Phoenix, Memphis, Golden State, Utah, Dallas, and Denver would all be in the playoffs. Now for the rest of the standings, currently in seventh place are the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have a record of 41 wins and 30 losses. The Los Angeles Clippers are coming eighth with a record of 36-37. The Los Angeles Lakers are ninth with a record of 30 wins and 40 losses. And then the New Orleans Pelicans come in 10th with a record of 29 wins and 41 losses. So again, if the playoffs were to start today, Minnesota, both Los Angeles Clippers and Lakers and New Orleans would all be eligible to be in the play-in tournament. So these four teams would be eligible to be in the play-in tournament to vie for the 7th and 8th playoff seeds in the Western Conference. And now for the rest of the standings in the West, the San Antonio Spurs come in 11th with a record of 27-44. The Portland Trail Blazers are 12th with a record of 26-43. The Sacramento Kings come in 13th, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder being in 14th, and the Houston Rockets are in last place with a record of 17-53. So again, in the Western Conference, if the playoffs were to start today, Phoenix, Memphis, Golden State, Utah, Dallas, and Denver would all be in, while Minnesota, both L.A. Clippers and Lakers, and New Orleans would all be, with all of those four teams, Timberwolves, Clippers, Lakers, and Pelicans, would be eligible to be in the play-in tournament to decide who would win the 7th and 8th playoff seeds in the Western Conference. So those are your current league leaders and standings in the NBA. All right, before we get on out of here, coming up after the break, we'll give you some of the upcoming most important games in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get on out of here, I just want to give you some of the most important games that are going to be upcoming during the week in the NBA. Let's start off with the games coming up on Saturday, March the 19th. It's going to be a really good one between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Giannis Antetokounmpo, another MVP candidate, going up against Karl-Anthony Towns and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And look out for one of the rising stars in the league for Minnesota. His name is Anthony Edwards. Also got a good game between the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Charlotte Hornets. Also a good one between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Washington Wizards. On Sunday, March the 20th, got a good one between the Phoenix Suns going up against the Sacramento Kings, going to be a good one right there. Also the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Indiana Pacers. How about the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Atlanta Hawks? You know, we talk about the rising stars in the NBA under the age of 25. Trae Young representing the Atlanta Hawks and Brandon Ingram representing the New Orleans Pelicans. Hopefully Ingram will be playing in this game. Also, we've got the Utah Jazz going up against the New York Knicks at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Going to be a huge one between the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets. The Toronto Raptors going up against the Philadelphia 76ers and the San Antonio Spurs going up against the Golden State Warriors. It's going to be interesting with Steph being out for a minute. I know Klay is going to provide the offense, but who else is going to step up? Draymond is going to have to step up more, get the points in the paint for the Golden State Warriors. On Monday, March the 21st, we got a big one between the Miami Heat going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Heat currently for the moment are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, but Philly is not too far behind them. Also, the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Charlotte Hornets. The Utah Jazz going up against the Brooklyn Nets. Also, the Toronto Raptors will square off against the Chicago Bulls. And then we got the Minnesota Timberwolves up against the Dallas Mavericks. On Tuesday, March the 22nd, got a good one between the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. Who could forget that playoff series last year when Trae Young came to the Garden and silenced the Knicks fans, including Mr. Spike Lee himself. So that should be interesting with Trae and the Hawks returning to Madison Square Garden. Also, the Chicago Bulls going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then a good one between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. Coming up on Wednesday, March the 23rd, good one between the New York Knicks and the Charlotte Hornets, followed by the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. How about Memphis? They have been balling this year. Ja Morant, MVP candidate. I talked about Giannis. I talked about Embiid, and I talked about Nikola Jokic being MVP candidates. Ja Morant, you got to put him in there as well, representing the Memphis Grizzlies. And, of course, we'll see Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in action for Brooklyn in this game. Also, the Golden State Warriors going up against the Miami Heat. The Utah Jazz going up against the Boston Celtics. The Phoenix Suns squaring off against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We also have the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And then we have coming up on Thursday, March the 24th, a good one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. Also, we got the Indiana Pacers going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. Also got a good one between the Chicago Bulls and the New Orleans Pelicans. And then the Phoenix Suns going up against the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Suns and the Nuggets, this may be a preview of the Western Conference Finals. Maybe. Who knows? You know, it's always tough in the West, so you just never know. And then on Friday, March the 25th, we got a great one between the Utah Jazz and the Charlotte Hornets. The Golden State Warriors going up against the Atlanta Hawks. The Dallas Mavericks going off against the Minnesota Timberwolves, followed by the New York Knicks going up against the Miami Heat. And then we have the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. So those are your most important upcoming games for this coming week in the NBA. Well, thank you so much again for joining me on this week's edition of At the Rim. Thank you to you, the listeners out there, for making this happen and continue to make the show rock. And every year we just try to, hope and pray that we try to make it better for you out there as we give you the latest of what's happening in the NBA. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.
spring deals are at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get 40% off select bikes for the family. Buy a reel, get 30% off a fishing rod. And buy one, get one 50% off Magellan Outdoors Performance Cruise. Visit your store or academy.com. Ends March 20th. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See academy.com/disclaimers.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.